First lesson is from the New Testament book of James, chapter 1. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We rise for the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel from St. Mark, chapter 1. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens opening and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased. The Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild animals, and the angels were ministering to him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. And we can.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Jesus, send your angel legions when the foe would us enslave. Hold us fast when sin assaults us. Come then, Lord, your people save. Overthrow at last the dragon. Send him to his fiery grave. Amen. 3 weeks ago in our gospel reading, we heard about Jesus casting out a demon while in the synagogue. 2 weeks ago, we heard about Jesus healing the sick and casting out demons. This week, we hear about Jesus being tempted in the wilderness by Satan. Until there is a not-so-subtle way that the Gospels point to the reality of spiritual beings tempting people, trying to overcome our faith. It's stated outright in the Gospels over and over again. Now, Pastor Walther talked a few weeks ago about the demonic, and I'm not going to rehash all of that here, except to remind you again where he said that demons cannot overtake Christians. They cannot force the Holy Spirit from us. Now, the Scriptures are clear that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, that God is stronger than the devil, and we should never doubt that. And by being aware of Satan and demons' existence, that is a good start, because this is something that the world completely denies. The world often casts the devil as a bogeyman that Christians use to scare people, or they use him as a cartoonish figure who simply wants to have a little fun, and what could be wrong with that? The reality that the Scriptures tell us about Satan and demons is far more cunning, far craftier, and the word that the KJV uses is subtle. So how does the devil work? And we see here tonight, it is through temptation. Remember that Satan didn't attack Eve. He didn't force her to do anything. He did not possess her. No, he simply spoke with her, conversed with her. And in that conversation, he uses half-truths and outright lies, and he targets Eve's desire toward the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And by doing this, Satan gets her to question the word of God, gets her to place herself above God's commandment, which was strictly not to eat from that tree. And the devil gets her to consider whether or not she thought that God's advice or command was good for her or not. Handling God's word that way is a way of placing yourself above God, making yourself a judge over what God has said. Likewise, here in the temptation of Jesus, the devil doesn't fight with Jesus. He doesn't wrestle with him. He doesn't try and stab him or kill him. And even though Mark doesn't go into the details, we all know that the devil first appeals to Jesus' belly. This had worked with Eve in the garden, so he starts there. We also know that he offers Jesus power and wealth. We know that he misuses the scriptures in an attempt to make Jesus do something against the word. These are all tried and true tactics that he uses against Christians as well. And we all are familiar with temptation. The devil doesn't have to force us to do wrong. He doesn't have to because we already desire to do whatever we happen to think is best for ourselves. Because we are sinners, we tend that way by our nature. And our epistle reading today from James chapter 1 points out that the devil has an ally in our own heart. Each person is tempted when he is lured and tempted by his own evil desire. So as with Eve, shaping desire, aiming hearts at things that God has either ruled off limits, or simply moving our desires further and further from what God has told us, from the good things that the scriptures talk about, and instead place our desires toward things that may not even be wrong in and of themselves, but can crowd out and take the place of the good things that the scripture tells us about. And this is one of the ways in which we see that the devil is cunning. He is crafty. And as we said earlier, we all know what temptation is. And when we raise our kids, we raise our kids to recognize temptation. And oftentimes, one of the things that we try and drill into their heads over and over again is the power of peer pressure. And adults are not immune to this, clearly, as you all know. The way is that we naturally want to go along with the crowd, what others are talking about, what they are liking, what they are doing. This is a very powerful way in which each of our desires are shaped, because we want to be liked, and we want to like the things that other people like. And so we warn our children that you have to think for yourself. Do not simply do what everyone around you is doing. You have to evaluate whether what the crowd, what everyone else is doing is good or not. But we all know that even when it isn't, we don't want to stick out. We don't want to be thought of as weird or as a killjoy or as someone who doesn't want to have fun. And therein lies the temptation. Therein lies the risk. Will we let our friends and neighbors lead us along? Will we let the culture lead us along? Or instead, will we cling to what God has told us? Our gospel reading this evening points out something else for us today, that it is not only in crowds that we are in danger. It is when Jesus is alone that Satan comes for him, that he tempts him with the things that we mentioned earlier. And you'll notice that often the temptations that the devil offers are the easy way. All the kingdoms in their glory, if Jesus would only bow the knee, seems risk-free. Why wouldn't you do that, Jesus? Because that was not the path that the Heavenly Father had laid out for Jesus. Just as the devil told Eve, no, don't worry. You won't die if she ate the fruit. But that is not what the Father had said. So also we are tempted to do things other than the way that God has laid out for us. So we are at risk in groups. We are also at risk alone. The world is sinful. We ourselves are sinful. So what can be done? And one of the things we can do is to be in groups that like to listen to what God says and to try and live that way. The epistle says that God makes us Christians by the word of truth. And I would point out briefly to those listening either on the radio station or via the streaming the truth of this fact, that there are risks of being with others, but there are also risks of being alone. There are risks of not being around other Christians for weeks or months or years at a time. Because what we hear about when we hear this word of truth is about the one who defeated the devil. This is one of the things that is so powerful about the gospel, is that it shows us Jesus defeating Satan. It shows Jesus not falling for all of the temptations that we have fallen for over and over again. And we see in Jesus someone who refuses to put the word of God aside, but rather he clings to it. He uses it as his guide in times of temptation. And doing so will lead Jesus away from the easy way. It will lead him away from the easy path that temptation offers, and instead it will point him down the road to the cross and the grave. And it is there by the grave that it is easy to think that the devil is won. Just as we are tempted to look out at the world today and think that clearly the devil is won. We look out and we see war, we see plague, we see violence, we see disinformation, or put plainly, we see lies. And we are hard-pressed to see how this could all possibly fit with the plan of a loving and merciful God, with a God that we see in the Scriptures, and yet the Scriptures say that it does. Jesus did go to the grave, but he also rose again. Satan did not win. Christ does. And our hope is in Christ. So Jesus does not promise us the easy way. Easy is what the devil offered. You will not die, is what he says. I will give you everything if you will just bow the knee to me. Jesus does not promise that easy way, but he does promise forgiveness of sins. He does promise forgiveness for all the times that we have yielded to temptation. And he does promise the crown of life even after death. He does promise us all good and perfect gifts, not everything that our sinful hearts desire, but rather the things that he knows are good for us, the things that he knows will satisfy us into eternity. And so we need to let our desires be shaped by this. Let our desires be shaped by what the Scriptures point us toward, which is Jesus Christ. And we are to hold fast to his gospel during our times of trial. And Paul writes that the Lord who has begun this good work in us, that he has begun teaching us to desire what is good and true, he will bring it to completion on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.